This is episode 7 of Anon, your anime online podcast. Yes, we're back, guys. This time we're not Skyping it.
Thank yes. God.
Sorry about last episode. We had some technical difficulties with Skype. Daisuke and I will try not to Skype it anymore.
Yep, so as you heard from the opening theme, it is a very old school opening theme. We are going to be doing Choja Raiden this episode. I'm guessing a lot of you probably don't know what it is because, well, I didn't know what it was before I looked into it, so, and do you want to?
Oh, right.
Because you seem fanatical about it when we started watching this show, so.
Right, so, Choja Raiden. What can I say? It's a great...
Power Rangers.
Okay, it's not Power Rangers. It's Power Ranger-esque, you know, five people,
yeah,
they transform, they fight evil
monsters,
you know? Yeah,
it has the whole formula of the whole Sentai genre, like Super Ranger kind of things. We're out to save the world, recruit the people, it's like, who's the next Raiden, Ranger, whatever. So, I guess it starts off with this guy named Hisho. He has a sister, a mother. His mother is trying to make ends meet by putting him and his sister through school and whatnot, juggling all of jobs. And
so he's like, you know, your basic kid.
High school guy, right?
Yeah.
And he encounters this guy named Ace, and this guy named Ace is like kind of following him around and whatnot. But it seems Ace sees something in him that he doesn't know himself. It seems that Hisho is no regular high schooler or whatever. He is actually a Raiden, which is did they actually describe what exactly a Raiden? They say Raidens are like angels, like descended angels or something.
They are the last defense against the Super Devils.
The Super Devils.
Which honestly speaking, if you're gonna call yourself something, the Super Devils is like, it's pretty high up there for a bad guy's name.
Pretty high up there.
I mean, like,
they're not just regular devils, they're super devils.
They're super devils.
That's why I'm always referring back to the Power Rangers, whatever those things call themselves.
I mean, yeah, true, but I mean...
Like, I don't remember what the enemies call themselves.
They're always the bad guys, they always have some different name.
Guys.
But, like, if you think about it, if you look at it from the point of view of the bad guy, I mean, he's just pure evil. Right? I mean, like...
Yeah, they actually enjoy being evil.
Exactly.
Because, again, it's all part of the formula, right? You have the bad guys who have nothing redeeming about themselves. That's so you can hate them. Well, not hate them, but,
no.
Like, find enjoyment at their demise.
Yo, no, that's the one difference between this and Super Sentai, or Power Rangers. Because the bad guys in that, actually, you know, they were betrayed. Well, not really betrayed, but they've been locked up in prison for years.
Well, they had to be locked up, right?
Yeah, true, nevertheless. But, I mean, yeah, let's say you did something bad.
Well, actually,
but you got overpunished for it, right?
I mean, these bad guys, they have a purpose as well, right?
Well,
do you know what the purpose
is? To take over the world.
Actually, no, that's not their purpose.
The universe?
That's technically... Well,
there is
a god called Raiden who is locked in the world, and what the evil people, they want to collect these 12 zodiac orbs, and once they have these 12 zodiac orbs, they can unlock this god and use his power. Now, it's up to the Raidens to protect Raiden, which is a bit odd. It's up to, yeah, these defenders, basically they're like the defenders of Raiden, and they have to like protect the sleeping god or whatever.
So, yeah.
So it's a bit of a twist.
I guess. I mean, the story is pretty simple. I mean, you're not going to have to think too hard about this show when watching it. It's simple,
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, like, after the first episode, you really know almost everything that's going on.
Actually, the last 10 minutes
of the first episode, yeah. Everything falls together in place. It's like, okay, the ball is actually rolling now. It's like, more people are going to become Radiants.
Well, five, right?
Typical Power Rangers. And all the Radiants, basically, they have wings. It's like Rangers with wings.
They're all birds.
Well, they're all named after wings, right? Ace, who finds Hisho, the main character. Ace, he's the first Radiant, and his name he's Radiant Condor.
Condor.
Hisho comes out, and like it seems he's Radiant.
So he's the Red Ranger. He's the Red Ranger.
But he's not the first Ranger. He's like
obviously
white
not
Ranger,
white
Ranger.
Well, wasn't he green? Condor was like blue or
Condor
green.
Condor is green.
Yeah. So green recruits red, who recruits blue?
Blue or something. I don't know. But like
and then so forth and so forth.
It's like again, I said this show is old school. Like it's from like 96, 97. So like this it's not very old. But to like anime standards nowadays,
well,
it's over 10 years old.
It's a classic.
It was very popular when it came out.
It's
quite popular, actually.
I mean, they had a remake for it, an 07 remake called Radiant.
Isn't it like Yusha?
No, that was
actually,
that was
the
original.
The original.
The original
was Yusha Radiant.
From the 60s?
From the 70s, actually, 75, 76.
It was
Choja Radiant came about 20
years
after.
But that was just because that was back during the whole Super Robot thing. And then Radiant came out in 07 by, was it Madhouse that did it or Production IG? No, it was Production IG that did it, right?
Production IG. Well, I see Production IG did Choja Radiant. So that's why they did.
I mean, this is a Sunrise title, so.
Actually, yeah. I don't know why we didn't watch the new Radiant. It's like actually it's not exactly a remake though, Radiant. It's different people, but it's the Radiant thing. It's like different people having the Radiant powers.
Yeah,
and whatnot.
But it looks better.
Oh, and there are giant robots in the new one too, in the new remake.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. So they don't become giant robots.
I don't know. They might. Like I'd have to look.
That's
look
the one. That's
Radiant.
The one that really kind of tipped me is how the Super Devils will start off at like human. Well, not human size. They're a little bigger than humans. Like giant size, and then they'll get massively big, and then you start to fight them. Because if I remember correctly,
actually, and when you defeat them, like at the end of the third episode, I believe actually they have to fight one female super devil. When you defeat her, she doesn't actually blow up. She turns into this tiny little elf, or not small an elf, like a pixie sized devil, and she's like, "I'll be back," and then she like disappears. Because they always have that "I'll be back" factor, because you can never defeat them completely. And also the Radiants are naked every time they retransform back to human.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's the one thing really... It didn't really tick me too much, but nevertheless, that's kind of like...
You
kind of
get used to it afterwards.
Because
their transformation sequence, I like the way you start off. It's like the superior descends.
And then you know, like, they have like a massive stomach cramp and rip off all their clothes.
Yeah. It's kind of funny the way they transform. Like, you got all crystallize over.
Yeah, true. But I mean, come on. Like, seriously, guys. Like... You have some sort of backup plan, like an extra set of clothes somewhere.
Actually, the manager, Reiko.
Oh, like, right, because all the disguise
like
idols,
Amakai
so.
Reiko.
Yeah.
She is actually the Radiant's manager. She can actually. Oh, right, we forgot to mention another like plot hole that they managed to fill up. Whenever they turn to Radiants, they cannot be seen by ordinary people.
Which is, you know, it's awesome, right? Cause
they don't explain that.
No, because it's...
Ordinary people can't see super devils either.
You're standing around, like, you know, a building explodes, and, you know, the world starts shaking, and you're like, oh, wait, what's happening? Is it an earthquake? And then it's not an earthquake.
And the people that are right in front of you disappear for some reason.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're walking along, talking to your classmate, and boom, he just disappears.
Yeah. But yeah, like, these super devils... The whole point of them is they want to collect these zodiac orbs to unlock the power of
Radiant,
right? I don't get why they have to cause instruction.
Oh,
like
fear? No, it was anger,
hate. They have the power to inspire anger and hate, right? Which makes them stronger. The more hate in the world, they get stronger.
No, I mean, personally speaking, what I think would have been better is what they did for fear. Fear would have been better.
To inspire fear?
The super devils will get stronger the more fear they create.
I know, but
that would be so much simpler, right? Just go up there.
But if it's fear, you don't cause destruction. If it's hate, because every time they inspire hate, people start beating each other, people start yelling at each other, people start like kicking.
Plus people can't see them, right? So you can't really scare them when you can't see, right?
Yeah.
I mean, sure, buildings are exploding, but you know, you don't see a giant super devil, so yeah.
Well, fear will automatically infest itself when buildings start exploding.
Yes.
Like, yeah, that's why I never got with Sentai, with these Super Sentai series and whatnot, or Mech series. With all this destruction, who's paying for everything to be repaired the next day? Like, New York City has been destroyed who knows how many times. It's repaired every single time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's part of the fun, right? I mean, you don't think too hard about it.
Yeah.
Right, so...
have we done, like...
The breakdown? Was it music, art, that kind of...
Yeah.
Well, we talked about story enough, right?
Like, the music, I like the opening theme. Sven's ecstatic about the opening theme.
It's crazy good, man. It reminds me so much of, like, the old school Super Sentai. It's awesome.
Actually, I heard the second one's better, actually. Because this series is a 38-episode series. And the first opening is 1 to 28. And the last is, like, the last 10 episodes, 29 to 38. And, like, it's called Kaimon Get My Way.
Kaimon Get My Way.
Kamen Rider.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
The ending?
You didn't like the ending? The ending was such a downer.
It was like...
Well, no, because there's so much action in the last 10 minutes of every episode.
You have to cool down.
You can't... Yeah, there's a cool down sequence. I think that's why they did it. Again, you have a lot of old school voice actors and actresses in the series. Like, I'm probably not going to go into them, but like... I love old... Because it's an older series. Probably 10 years ago, there weren't as many voice actors and actresses as there are now.
Well, I mean, you had Megumi Hayabashi ruling the world, right? I mean, she did everything. I mean, without her, there would be no 90s.
Yeah, like, even the manager, Reiko, she's, like, voiced by Atsuko Tanaka. And she did, like, everything. She was in everything. Fate Stay Night as Caster. Okay, that's probably not a good example. But okay, in Ghost in the Shell, Motoko Kusanagi.
Oh, right, the main character does Renji, right. Forgot about that. The main character does Renji.
Who, Isho?
No, Hayate. You know, that is his name, Hayate Isho, isn't it? Yeah, Hayate Isho. He does Renji of...
No, you're talking... Yeah, Isho, or Hayate. Oh, Hayate? No, Hayate actually didn't come until later.
My bad.
Radiant Owl.
Huh, Owl.
I believe Hayate is Radiant Owl.
Owl.
Yeah.
But
yeah, like, actually, you know the voice actor that does Renji from Bleach is actually a very veteran voice actor.
He's pretty... No, dude,
Kentaro Ito?
He does, Man, I'm losing him, man. What the hell?
he did Choji as well from Naruto, by the way. He's done a lot. Okay, let's get into... Yeah, we were talking about music, weren't we? Just now, how did we get into Seiyu?
I don't know.
The music's good. During the episode, the music's good, because there's actually an idol.
Oh, he also did one of the main voices from the show review last episode.
Lo Corredor Primo Paso?
Yeah, he did one of the guys from that.
Yeah, but there was enough guys there.
So. True, but it was one of the main guys. I think it was like one of the main guys. Yeah.
It was good music, because, yeah, I was just saying, like, there's an idol named Kirari Saijo,
mm-hmm.
And she can actually see the writing as well. Oh, also the manager, actually, I don't know if I mentioned, the manager can see the writings. Reiko.
Which is kind of weird. I mean, how does she see
She somehow has the power to see the writings. Another plot hole, right? Because you can't just have writings running around saving the world. They have to have a manager. By day, they're pop idols. By night, they're writings,
It's funny because, you know, same thing with Power Rangers. I mean, you need a day job, right? I mean,
you need a day job. But they say it's day job, but they're always fighting during the day. They never fight during the night. So maybe by night they're idols. By day,
That makes more sense. Idols do work at nighttime, right? Concerts and whatnot.
Yeah, and like Hisho really didn't want to be.
I mean, honestly, who wants to be world famous, right? I mean, who wants to make
lots of money?
Hey.
The only way they were able to convince him actually to become an idol is when they said, "I'll give you money." Because he was about to storm. I was like, "Okay, I'll be a radiant, but I won't be an idol." He's like, "I'll give you money," and he's like, "Money?"
Because, you know, he needs money, right?
He needs money since his single mom working to make ends meet. So yeah, music pretty good, like. Nothing too spectacular.
But I mean, like, it's not groundbreaking. It's not, you know...
It's catchy. It's something that you'd like to watch every week.
I mean, it's not like you're going to fast forward through the theme song to the episode. You want
to... Though with the ending, you'd probably...
Oh, yeah, you'd want to fast forward to the ending to get to the, up next episode.
Well, that's Sven's opinion, though. Character design... it's an old-style shonen series, right? So, I thought with the female characters, there was no thought at all. Like, he shows mom. Like, I didn't expect her to be a MILF, but, like, she looks like a man.
True, that's true.
So his mom looks like a man. The Reiko, the
agent.
The agent, she, yeah. Like, the only one that looks semi-decent is Sayojo. She looks her, or actually, Sayojo's her last name, but Karari Sayojo.
Wait, is that the girl in Como?
No. Actually, I think that's a separate story we could talk about. But like the idol
girl,
right?
Oh, the idol girl. Right.
Because he shows his best friend / girlfriend is actually in a coma, and like when
he's
he saw
the one
who
caused it, kind of thing.
He didn't cause it. He wasn't able to stop her.
Yeah. So like it's the
she
same as causing.
She fell off a building. And his show was right there.
I mean, it's plain and simple. If someone dies and you were there and you didn't stop them, you might as well have killed them.
Okay,
I mean, it's plain and simple.
That's, I guess, your opinion of it. Then you might have killed a lot of people.
You're right.
But like, yeah, and like he goes to visit
the girl.
I think I don't know her name actually.
I call her Coma Girl.
Coma Girl.
Yeah.
Call her Coma Girl.
It's easy to remember.
Because
was it Ruri? Her name is Ruri.
Yeah, her name was pretty
Ruri,
simple.
Ruri, yeah, it was
Ruri.
Yeah, Ruri.
Or what?
It was Ruri. I'm pretty sure it's Ruri.
Well,
but she doesn't talk, so.
All right, Ruri, yeah.
But she doesn't talk, so.
Actually, yeah, Ruri is actually voiced. The voice actress that does Ruri, the girl in coma,
also does
his sister.
Oh, right.
So, because you never hear her talk, so.
Yeah, true.
Also does Hisho's sister.
Wait, isn't Tsubasa mean wing?
Tsubasa means wing.
Why would you name your daughter Wing?
Tsubasa's a nice name.
Why? Like, seriously, why?
You know names have meanings too, right? You just don't know them. You just know Tsubasa because
Tsubasa, right?
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, I was talking about character designs and artwork and
all. Oh, right, yeah,
color,
you said...
Color, yeah, it's dark. It's a dark palette, but I can see how this... It could lighten up a bit, but the dark palette works.
I don't know. I mean, once they go into radiant form, it's super dark. If you think about
it's
it.
It's not... Yeah, it's not dark as in Death Note.
No, not that
it's
dark.
Just, the palette is...
Because their colors are all like... I mean, aside from Eagle, all of them have like a darker tone. They're radiant.
Yeah. So, I guess it works out. Like, but I'm just saying, pay more attention to the female characters. Female characters need to be drawn a bit more nicely. Actually, yeah, they say that Komago looks like the idol.
Oh, right, yeah. That's the reason why he's going all freaking crazy over it.
Oh, yeah, because when he saw the idol girl, he's like, wait, is Ruby alive and, or not alive, up and singing?
Exactly, wait, she's in a coma, because she's on stage.
She's on stage.
So she's faking the coma, and what?
I think that that's like the oldest, like,
mind trick?
No, the oldest, like, plot device ever.
Yeah.
Like, you have two girls that look the same. They're somehow related, whatnot.
Well, it's a lost twin, right?
Long lost twin, clone, cyborg, whatever.
She's actually a super devil. That's why she can see the super devils.
She's actually a super devil. Yeah.
In disguise, she's a spy for the super devils.
Yeah, but you know, since Carrera, she can see radiance and she can see super devils.
Uh-huh.
You know that she somehow plays some
of the
larger part in the
true
show.
It's, yeah. I mean, they,
at least a bit more than Coma Girl, who's Ruby.
Well, you know, I think she's going to finally come out of her coma and be like the 8 and the 6 Raideen, the lost Raideen.
She'll be the lost Raideen.
Or give them that magical
boost. So far,
boost.
All the Raideens are guys, and Reiko, the manager, she's like, yes, they're all guys. And because she's the one that brings them clothes afterwards after they change back.
Well, obviously. Or drives up
there. They don't carry clothes with them, obviously,
which
while they're
is,
fighting.
I mean, come on, people. If you know you're going to be stripped down to your, you know, like, would it kill
down.
You to...
would it kill you to bring clothes?
Yeah. Well, not
well,
even
you
that.
Can't
I
bring
mean,
clothes while you're fighting.
True. But
that's why the manager's there. She's like, comes, stares at you for a while, and then brings you clothes.
Right. Makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, she's always like, oh, I hope the next ride is just as cute as you guys and whatnot.
Your typical
she's
agent.
She's like some pedophile. pedophile agent.
Pedophilic agent.
Because
well, not really a pedophilic
like
agent. She's
15, and Ace is 16, even
okay.
though they look significantly older
they
than
do.
That.
So, I mean, you can't really argue with that. I mean, yeah, you're 15, but you look like you're 30. I mean,
you're 15, you look like you're 30.
It's like it's normal, typical North American standard, right? Look at any high school show on
yeah.
TV, right? I mean, you see
yeah,
a 16-year-old with like 20-something-year-olds.
Yeah, but at least they look a bit younger. But that's
right.
Live action, right? So they have to look younger.
And this is anime.
With anime, they have to look older, or else like they don't want to make five. Actually, like in Moe Tan, they have the high schooler who looks like she's in kindergarten. So
that's a whole different genre.
That's a whole different genre, of course. Yes. Aimed at older sane.
Right, so Daisuke, what do you give it?
We finished. Wrap up. Let's just wrap up the story because, like, this is an old formula, right? So
it's a good
kicks, I
the,
guess.
The way I see it is plain and simple. It's 36 episodes?
38
episodes, right? Watch the first three episodes.
By
honestly,
the first,
don't.
By
watch
the first
two episodes,
well,
too.
By the
you
first
need to.
Episode, you should know
the story.
What you're getting into.
But you need the second episode to kind of give you the extra kick.
I think watching this, I thought it was good for kicks because nowadays you're not finding very many Sentai shows coming out.
Oh,
like,
no.
How
it's,
many?
It's a done
genre, right?
I mean, like.
So watching this brings back old memories. You're like, oh, okay. Because this is the kind of thing is that you know what's going to happen next. You know? But it's fun to see that you know.
You don't know all
of
what's
going to
happen next, but when something happens, you like you can assume it was going to happen. Like, yeah,
yeah.
That was going to definitely happen. Yeah, we knew a Sixth Ranger was going to come along, and we knew that like the Super Devils weren't really the bad guys, and they were just minions for the really bad guys.
The really bad guys.
Right? I mean, we know there's going to be another.
There's always a higher up bad guy.
Exactly.
That
I mean, it's not too new.
And then
like
they'll
just
summon their battle swords.
Which is refreshing, because, well, it's not
refreshing.
It's relieving, because you know you're not going to have too many twists and turns, right? It's not like Death Note, where it's like...
But a few twists and turns, they're here to keep it
dynamic. No. Don't get me wrong. There will be twists and turns, but they're predictable. Which is, you know, you're going into this show thinking, I don't think too much, it's for kicks, I'll pop it in whenever, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
I think it's licensed, though, isn't it?
In France?
It's
licensed in
France.
And what else was it? In Germany?
Japan.
Japan, right? But like, Germany.
German, yeah.
So if you're in France and Germany, you can go right ahead and get this. And there's a France and German cast as well.
There's a France and German cast. French and German cast. Yeah, but like,
North America wise.
North America, just download their site. It's still available for download. Like, it'll be hard to find Cedars, for instance. That old
or
and it's
Crunchyroll.
Not that popular.
So it's Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll, yeah, but I don't want to inadvertently like
advertise Crunchyroll.
Advertise Crunchyroll.
It's not something that I'd be advertising.
Well, Crunchyroll's good.
It's okay
against Crunchyroll.
It's doing what it's got to do.
Yeah. So I'm gonna give it again, like last time, a solid B. Like I can't give it more. I can't give it less.
I personally liked it a little more than Dice Gear did. I'm gonna give it a B plus.
You isn't that what you did last time too?
Did I?
I think last time. Oh god.
Yeah, it's really,
we're doing this early in the morning too. Yeah,
it's like a little before 9, so we're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
but yeah, you're giving me a B plus.
A B plus, man.
And I'm giving you a B.
The next episode should be up sometime. Well, wait, this episode should be up within a day.
Well, I think they'll know when this episode is up.
You're right. They will. We're working on our next episode. Like I said, you can always we have to give the information. You can always reach us at anon podcast@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
You can reach us there. And the website's anonpodcast.com. Yeah.
Which
know,
will of course reroute you to anonpodcast.wordpress.com.
Yeah, but I paid the extra like $10 to get that.
So yeah,
domain,
but we own the domain name, so yeah. AnonPodcast.com.
Right. Yeah, so check that out. Leave comments. People have been leaving comments. Awesome. If you guys
want. Yes, that's where he's been leaving a lot of comments. Thanks, dude. You've been really supportive.
Yes. The show is keeping going just because of you, man. Just because of you. Right. So other people, start commenting. What the hell?
What the hell?
So I'm Sven.
And I'm Daisuke.
And we're signing off.